We are going to have an endless battle in which those of us who see what we believe is clear evidence of some kind of election rigging or fraud are faced with indignation from a vast array of people portraying themselves as more rigorous and careful who say, where is your evidence? Where exactly is your evidence that there was something wrong with this election? And we are going to be caught in the following predicament. No piece of evidence is sufficient to establish that case. And the sum total of all of the evidence contains true things and false things. So it is also no good. So the question is, can you logically deduce that something has gone wrong? I believe you can, easily. Can you prove it? No. And not being able to prove it means that the election will proceed, it will be validated by all of the structures, including the courts, and that means that those who take on the power that derives from these elections will be the result of whatever process we just went through, whether it was an election that happened to be anomalous through organic means, or it was the result of some kind of fraud or election rig. That is not an accident. And the point that I want to make primarily is primary evidence against elections that look like this being organic is not actually in the trickle of evidence that we are actually able to see, you know, the, you know, moment by moment vote count that does something strange during the night when some large tranche of ballots is suddenly counted or something like that. The evidence is in the structure of how the elections are actually carried out. These elections are designed to allow fraud that cannot be detected and will not be prosecuted. And that's really the thing that we must focus on.